Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey, I'd like to welcome to Barbecue Nation Tim Larson, the owner and proprietor of the Butcher Block up on the hill there in Oregon City on Molalla Avenue. And full disclosure, Tim is my cousin. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
We're doing good.
Good. Now, you and I have talked, of course, about many topics over the years, being as we are related. But the one thing we've not talked too much about is the ability to discern what are good meats and what are iffy, you know, when you're shopping.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit. What can people look for when they're going to go to their market or come to your market, the Butcher Block, and look for, you know, some ribeyes or something?
Well, first of all, you know, I would generally in a retail grocery store, you know, they'll sell select grade, which is a USDA grade, or a choice grade. Very seldom will you ever find a prime grade. It's considerably more expensive, and it's just so much fattier that people look at it and just go, "Oh no, it's really fat." But unfortunately, your best cuts are going to be your fattier, well marbled cuts. But you know, so I'd always make sure that you're always buying choice. You know, at least a choice ribeye. Over the holidays, you know, I sell tons of them because prime rib roasts for the holidays have become so popular.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't sell prime here. There's too much waste on them, and they're just too fatty for most people. So USDA choice grade works very well. So I would always look for that. You know, make sure you're not buying a lower grade.
You know, one of the things we were talking about the other day, Tim, too, is the aging on beef. And that goes for other meats, too. But really the aging on beef, because if you go back east, like if you go to LaBelle's in New York, their meat that they're actually going to cut off and give to you doesn't look like this shiny, bright red stuff that's covered in cellophane from one of the retail chains. It's a little darker. It's, you know, it's not ugly, but to the untrained eye, you might think that, well, that just doesn't look right.
Yeah, I have people in here all the time, and you know, they'll always ask, you know, when did you cut it? How old is it? And sometimes, you know, I just have to tell people, you know, this is an old fashioned meat market. There's nothing in a plastic styrofoam container with a soaker on the bottom. You know, everything out here is just, you know, it's on steak paper, on aluminum trays, but it's exposed to the air, so it tends to dry out on the top a little bit more. So you stuff that's packaged in a supermarket, it's got that plastic covering on it, so that helps kind of keep the top looking fresher.
Right.
But, you know, if I was going to shop for steaks, I would look in the bargain bin is the first place I would look, because stuff turns a little bit darker. I'm talking about beef. I'm not talking about other meat.
Right.
And sometimes that's the best. You can get a really good deal on buying something that's been reduced. And that's a smart thing to do. Beef's expensive.
Yeah, it is expensive. And I agree with you. When you go to, you know, you're going to go to whatever your local market is, and if they've got the discount bin, you know, kind of like they have with day old bread type thing. But the point is you can go down there, and I buy stuff there quite a bit, and I'll actually go home, take it out of there, rewrap it, and freeze it, and it's fine. It's perfectly fine, you know. And it kind of, the correlation to me is this, Tim. When you're cooking, and, you know, we're making the top part of this, we're talking about ribeyes right now. We're going to put it on the grill, and we're going to kind of, you know, get it hot, put a crust on it, so to speak, and we're going to flip it over and we're going to do that. Nature's doing that same sort of thing with the aging process on beef.
Well, yeah, it's breaking down the cells in the beef as it ages. And beef is so much different. Pork is generic. It's something that's not even graded because it's so generic.
Right.
Chicken would be very generic, too. Lamb you might age a little bit. But, you know, pork you don't age. You know, you want that fresh. Beef's just a whole different ball game. Just totally, from the other meats, it's totally different. I cut stuff here. You know, I've got a couple of days on it in the case. If I don't sell something, you know, I make meat packs here too. You know, so I'll make a meat pack or something. And when I cut all new stuff, but it's a tough job. You got to make everything look good all the time, and you never know how much you're going to sell from day to day. So it just takes experience in this business to kind of learn how to do it.
Well, I think that, and then also to know what your customers want. And as you develop a business like yours, which you've been there quite a long time.
Long time.
And you know what they are. I mean, you know about, you've got some of the best bacon in the world up there that you sell. And, you know, you trim it right there. And so that's all perfect stuff, you know.
Sure.
But I really find it fascinating because we've had, you know, we had Meathead Goldwyn, who's a good buddy and all that, on the show last week. And we talk about this a lot in going and purchasing your products. And again, you know, it's like the old time meat markets, which like yours is, they don't have to make it, you know, bright red like a country cottage to sell it. It's we were talking the other day. I remember when my mom worked at a grocery store and the meat guy back there, they actually got, you know, sides of beef in there and would let it age in their cooler before they actually cut it up and put it out for the public.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole different ball game back then. Yeah, when we talked the other day on the phone, you know, I can remember, this is going back 40 years, but all your grocery stores, that's how beef came. It came in halves. And, in fact, I'm out here right now. I'm sitting on a great big giant moose breaking block that's huge. And this came out of a Thriftway store decades ago. And it's just a huge, huge butcher block. And when they would roll the beef out of the cooler, it's a hanging on a hook. They'd lift like a hind quarter out, and they'd flop it down on this great big block, and then they would break it down into the primal cuts. And that's the way, when I was very young, how I learned to cut beef, was by actually breaking everything down into primal cuts.
Sure.
And primal cuts, I mean, you know, the rounds, the sirloin,
yeah.
You break it all down into smaller pieces.
No, I, you know, like we were saying, it was always interesting because you would go back and the butcher's name was Kenny, and he would, you know, he'd just take off a quarter or something, or like you said, pull out the rounds or the sirloins or whatever, and he'd be working on that. And then it was, you know, he might not touch the rest of that carcass till the next day or 2 days later. We got to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. I want to tell you really quick about our friends over at Knob Hill Outfitters. They provide hearth and home products at very deep discount prices. Right now, you can get some closeout pricing on all in-stock Enviro and VistaFlame wood, gas, and pellet stoves. You can get about $1,000 off on those. Also, the Sawtooth Grills Model 410, made in the USA, they're just $899, and they're regularly $1,099 or $1,100. So go see Jim at Knob Hill Outfitters. 3306 Southeast Lake Road, west of Southeast Oatfield Road in Milwaukee. Inside Milwaukee Floral and Garden, online at knobhilloutfitters.com. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with Tim Larson from the Butcher Block in Oregon City right after this.
Maybe we can talk all night, but that ain't getting us nowhere. I told you everything I possibly can. There's nothing left inside of me. Maybe you can cry all night, but that'll...
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. If you'd like to email us, you can do it at Barbecue Nation. That's BBQNation at KXL.com. Or send us your recipes there. Also, our Facebook page is very simple. Barbecue Nation spelled out with JT. That's it. That's all you have to do. I'd like to say hi to a couple of our affiliates, too. KACI in the Dalles and Hood River. And KBKR in Baker City up there. Also, we'll be talking a little later in the show about 570 KVI in Seattle. I'll be up there on the 15th doing a promotion with... what is it? Bellevue Fireplace. So we'll be up there talking to them coming up very shortly. We've got Tim Larson, my cousin, from the Butcher Block in Oregon City. Tim has been doing meat forever and ever. That's all I can remember you doing since we kind of got out of school.
Yep. I actually, other side of my family, but I had an uncle who owned a meat shop in Gladstone. He was there for 40 years, and that's where I got my start, and I learned a lot from him. And that was 1966. I was like 14 years old, and he remained there till 86 before he retired and closed the shop. But I always kid him and say to him, "It's all your fault that I'm in this business."
Oh yeah,
yeah. So
it's good business. It's been good for you.
It's been a good business, yeah. I've just seen a lot of changes through the years, and you know, there's a big difference in what people eat and how people eat. There's so many prepared foods on the market nowadays, and you know, you and I grew up where it was, you know, with meat and potatoes, you know, for dinner.
Right.
And, you know, it's changed a lot, and you know, I get a lot of younger people in here that, you know, just they just don't have a clue. You know, they don't know meat. They really don't cook. They don't know how to cook, or you know, they never learned it from their parents. It's a different world out there. It really is.
It really is, and the fresh foods that we grew up on, isn't that kind of funny? Because now they've kind of gone full circle and come back, and everybody wants fresh stuff or organic stuff. And
sure,
we could get in huge discussions about that. But
yeah,
we had big gardens. We raised our own beef. You know, we raised pigs. And that stuff was all fresh for us. And, and you know, so it's a different way of eating, I guess. But
I know. And we, you know, you kind of grew up on the farm, you know, where you grew up. And, you know, my dad, you know, he always was doing something with pigs or cattle or something.
Sure.
Yeah. So that just, we grew up that way.
Yeah, we did. Well, what have you seen also, Tim, in the other meats? You know, let's talk about pork. As you said, it was ungraded really and all that, but there's still good pork and bad pork, because your bacon, for example, up there is wonderful. But you go and you buy a package of bacon from one of the larger companies in one of the chain stores, and it's not very good.
Yeah, there's a, you know, I mean, it's pick of the draw. You know, when I get bacon in here, I mean, I never know what the bellies are going to be like. They can be really lean, or they can be on the fatty side. And if it's fattier stuff, you're not going to sell as much of it. I mean, people look at it and you know, they just don't want to buy it. It's too fatty. But bacon can't be, I mean, it can be too lean. I mean, bacon should be about 50-50, 60-40 on the leanness. Otherwise, it just doesn't really cook right. It's almost like you're frying up a thin slice of ham.
Yeah, yeah.
To get the primo, and I get a lot of primo slabs in here that are just the right mixture of fat to meat. Bacon, it's high right now. It's become so popular that it's like bacon's on everything. You know, Burger King goes, you know, we do a triple layer bacon burger, and everybody does it. The pizzas have bacon on them now.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
And it's in demand. It's like chicken wings. You know, a chicken's only got two little wings on it.
Yeah.
The demand for wings is outrageous. So,
It's kind of interesting that you say that, because used to be, let's go back 20 years, and it used to be that chicken wings were kind of almost like a throwaway part. If you were going to make stock or something, you boiled up the chicken wings, you know. It wasn't something we used. Well, now the wings, and especially the drumette part of that, is very much in demand. It's cheaper to buy a whole chicken than it is to buy a thing of a package of, like, the drumettes.
Yeah. And the percentage of meat to bone on a chicken wing is outrageous. I mean, there's more weight in bone than there is in meat.
Yeah.
So, you put that into the equation, that meat's costing you a pretty penny when you're buying chicken wings.
Oh, yeah.
I can remember my dad used to buy chicken wings, and I think, God, they were probably like 19 cents a pound or something.
Right, right. No, we just... Mom would cook them up, and you know, of course, we didn't have them in hot sauce or anything like you know, now, like they do now. Yeah. But you know, she'd cook them up to make stock with or something like that. Or sometimes she'd just kind of boil them up and feed them to the cat or whatever. I mean, it was just something you kind of threw away. You didn't use much of it. And now, you know, it's easier to do that than or it's more in demand to do that than it is like buy a package of full legs. Or a fryer and cut it up yourself. Anyway.
A fryer is probably, when they've got fryers at the grocery store on sale and they're 79 cents a pound or something, that's your best deal in buying some good meat.
Yeah. There you go. And then that's Tim Larson at the Butcher Block in Oregon City. It is truly an old-fashioned meat market. Tim's kind of old-fashioned because I know him pretty well. Thanks for being with us, Tim. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on.
No problem. We'll be back with more of Barbecue Nation after this.
Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. Walking by the lake and there was not another car in sight. And I never had a girl looking in.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm going to introduce you to somebody who's a lot of fun here in a couple of minutes, but I want to tell you about how to get a hold of us. It's really easy. Barbecue Nation, that's bbqnation@kxl.com. Or if you want to send us a recipe, which you might, because sometimes you win prizes when you do that type of thing around here, it's recipes@kxl.com. And you can just go to, you know, kxl.com/shows/barbecuenation. JT, and you will find us there. Even though we have different call letters on all the kind of different stations we have here, we're just one big happy family. Anyway, we've got Deanne Godfrey with us from Bellevue Fireplace Shop. This is for our listeners not only in Portland, but our listeners in Seattle on 570 KVI. Deanne, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
It's not a problem, dear. And you and I are going to be joining forces on April 15th, tell us about what we're going to be doing.
Well, we've got a few barbecues out here that we're going to be demoing. Let everybody know what's available out there for them, as well as we're going to be handing out food and giving away raffle prizes every 15 minutes.
There you go. Handing out the food. I think that's part of my job, isn't it, up there?
Oh, yeah.
Handing out
the food. It's all your job.
We're going to be serving some Painted Hills natural beef, for one thing, up there, and that's going to be great. So what kind of grills do you have there? And I know I've been to your shop once, and that was about a month and a half ago. It's a lovely store, and you've got some really nice high-end grills there that do more than just, you know, burn chicken. What
exactly?
What are we putting on special?
Well, all of our grills are going to be on special, but the two that we're going to be demoing that day is going to be the American Muscle Grill, which is a heavy, heavy-duty, as they call it, an all-man's grill. It's a multi-fuel barbecue that's going to be able to burn charcoal, gas, pellets, wood chips, and you could do it all at the same time.
That'll get pretty warm.
Well, it's you got a whole bunch of different flavors going on, and let's hope it's going to get warm, and let's hope it's going to stay warm that day.
It better.
No rain. Yeah. The second one we're going to do is the Evo grill. And the Evo, most people relate it to like a Mongolian grill.
Mm-hmm.
A flat top surface that you can, you know, basically cook anything on. We have one that we demo out here occasionally, and we've done anywhere from pancakes and bacon in the morning time to steaks, chicken, veggies, everything. We could cook a whole variety of foods on that. So we're going to be demoing both those grills.
I've cooked on the Evo before. It's designed for what they call social grilling. That's their words. And I can believe it because people can kind of stand around in a circle, and you literally could cook pancakes and a stir fry on the same grill. You just have to be on the opposite side unless you want pancake stir fry. But
exactly.
But it's a really unique grill. I've used it before several times. It's got a connection down here in Oregon, of course, in Beaverton. But it's really interesting to cook on it.
Yeah, all of them are. When we first tried it out, we were amazed at, you know, what we could do with it. We've had, you know, all of our neighbors down here in our strip just bring food, and we've cooked everybody's lunches on it at different, you know, right there. So we've had like six different meals on it at the same time.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. It is really great. It comes with a big, heavy gauge stainless steel lid on it that, you know, if you're not going to be grilling, you can use it in a sword fight like for medieval times because that sucker's
that's heavy.
That's heavy, and it's solid. But you could whack somebody with it. But all kidding aside, I think that Evo grill is a great thing for people, and especially for people who are maybe not so comfortable using charcoal or stick wood or even pellets.
Right.
It's a little more accommodating to those people.
Exactly. You know, and the thing like with the American Muscle Grill, it's a newer item out there on the market. There's just one other one that I'm aware of that will be a multi-fuel grill,
mm-hmm.
where you could cook a bunch of different things with it. This is the heaviest barbecue I have ever seen in my entire life. I mean, the lid is, you know, substantial.
The lid is substantial. When I was at your store and you told me pick up that lid, I mean, I'm a big guy, and it wasn't difficult for me, but there was some definite weight and solidness to that grill. I can tell you that.
Right. And all of the barbecues we carry are going to be all of your, we try and carry the best of the best. So they're going to be all of your upper end barbecues, things that you're not going to have to replace every, you know, 3, 5, even 10 years. You know, I've got Fire Magic out here. I can get parts for Fire Magic 20 years later.
Yes. Yeah.
So all of my barbecues that we carry, they're all supported very well by the manufacturers. And, you know, the parts are readily available if we need them. But, again, that's after 10, 12 years.
Well, there's a lot of times you won't need them. I mean, truthfully, if you take care of them and you do good maintenance and you're buying the higher-end quality products, once in a while a gas line or something will pop, or maybe you get a knob on the front that gets cracked because something hit it. But really, for the most part, if you take care of those high-end grills, and you should because you're going to spend some significant coin doing it.
Exactly.
They will stick with you for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I've got people that have had the same barbecue for, like I said, 20, 25, 30 years. So, you know, high-end, good quality.
That's longer than a lot of guys have their wives in the radio business, I can tell you that. So we're going to be serving some Painted Hills beef that day, I know. We're also going to be grilling some vegetables and doing some fun things like that. What kind of prizes can we look forward to? I like prizes, Deanne.
You like prizes?
I like prizes.
I like prizes, too. So one of the raffles that we're going to be giving out is going to be a $175 gift card to Omaha Meats. We've got a couple of Starbucks cards. We've got some barbecue utensils, a couple of gift cards to Safeway. I've got a $50 gift certificate to John Howie's. So just a wide variety of fun prizes.
You got any golf stuff? I love golf stuff.
Not yet.
That's okay. We love, you know, everybody's got their own taste. Pun intended, trust me on that. And you're also going to be putting some of your fireplace inserts and stuff on special, I believe.
So April 15th, that day only, our whole store is going to be on sale. So everything is going to be, you know, up to 40% off. So all of our barbecues are going to be on sale. We do free delivery in the local area. All of the other products that we carry in our showroom, you know, from fireplaces to inserts to freestanding screens, everything is going to be on sale that day.
There you go. No, it's going to be good, and we're going to be fun. And that, again, is going to be April 15th, tax day. But tax day is really the next Monday now, so that'd be the 17th. Because when it's on a Saturday, Dave, they always move it to Monday. Like, it really makes a hell of a lot of difference to anybody. But we're going to be up at the Bellevue Fireplace Shop with Deanne Godfrey and her husband and all the crew. Me, JT, Cowboy Cook, whatever you want to call me, I'll be out there cooking. And will not be raining. I guarantee you that. And we're going to give away prizes. And I'm going to make Deanne come back in this next segment and talk to us some more about this, because it's a lot of fun. If you're listening to this broadcast, especially on 570 in Seattle, if you have not gone over to the Bellevue Fireplace Shop and met Deanne, you're missing something. I'm telling you, she's a lovely lady, and she's full of beans in a good way. And she's a lot of fun, and she's got great stuff in her store there. So I think you should do it, and you should come join us also on April 15th. Anyway, really quick before we go to break, and we're talking about barbecue stuff, we've got Bear Mountain Barbecue Pellets. You know they're made from 100% all-natural hardwoods with no binders or additives, just the hardwoods. And you can use Bear Mountain Barbecues with any and all brands of pellet or grills or smokers, whatever you want to do. So here's the deal. If you send us a recipe and a picture, got to send a picture to us at barbecuenation@kxl.com, and you send it to us, Dave and I will pick out the ones that we like. We'll post them on the Facebook and do all the social media stuff. But you will get a smoker box from the folks at Smokehouse Products, which are the same people that own Bear Mountain. So there you go. And it's a little stainless steel thing. You can put wood chips in. You can use it on a pellet smoker. You can use it on a gas smoker or a gas grill. And you can use it on your charcoal. So how about that? You do that. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back with Deanne Godfrey from Bellevue Fireplace Shop right after this.
I was lost till you were found, and I never knew how far down I was falling before I reached.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. Before we tell you a couple odd things that are coming up, we asked Deanne to stay over for this segment. She's from Bellevue Fireplace. We're going to be up there April 15th. You know all about that, and you're listening to this on 570 KVI in Seattle. Okay, I got all the have-tos in there now, but this is the cool thing. Deanne just told us that there is a big prize if you show up, and now I'm going to let her tell you about La Big Prize.
So the big prize, basically, is we have a outside fire pit that is run with pellets and fuel, and we are going to be giving that away as well. It is a really cool thing. It's portable. You can move it anywhere you want. Of course, don't set it on wood. It is a fire pot.
Sure.
But it's smokeless, and so you're not going to be smoking out your neighbors with this because of the pellets that you're using in it.
Cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that. And it's from 1 to 3, April 15th, Bellevue Fireplace. I'll be there. Deanna will be there. We're going to have a bunch of people there. I'm cooking. She's giving away prizes and good stuff. So I guess there's only one other question I want to ask you, Deanna, is why is lemon juice made with artificial flavoring and dishwasher liquid made with real lemons?
Seriously?
Seriously.
Not a clue.
Not a clue. Well, you're not the only one. 90% of the population has no idea on that.
Yeah, do you know the answer to that?
I don't. I just come up with the questions. I don't have to have the answers. I just come up with the questions.
I understand that.
Yeah, it's all good. So I'm looking forward to it. I know Joel Krebs, who's used to work with us down here in Portland, and he's up there in Seattle. He's gonna bring some of the folks over from KVI. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to get to see your store. They're going to get to some great deals, it sounds like, on some of the grills and the fireplaces and the inserts and those things. I'm really looking forward to it. So what are you going to do when we're all done? Go back to Reno and have another party?
As a matter of fact, you're close.
I'm close. Vegas?
I am going on vacation, and I will be going back to Vegas.
Okay. All right. That's all good. So, Deanna, stay with us for a second. I got a little couple of things. There we go, if I can find it. On our KCBS file this year, the Kansas City Barbecue Society, if you are going to Gravette, you ever been to Gravette, Arkansas?
No.
No? Well, they have the Smoke on the Border Gravette Chamber of Commerce State Championship this weekend. And also Smoking Heart Barbecue in Nassau. That one I might go to. There's bound to be sunshine down there. Get out of all this kind of iffy weather. Also the Chillin' and Grillin' Barbecue Festival in Sand Springs, Oklahoma. They're all coming up. So if you're out in the world traveling and you like barbecue, you can go to a few of those places and have some fun with it. And lastly, little barbecue news. The American Royal announced a couple days ago on Wednesday that this year's World Series competition will again be held at the Kansas City Speedway. And they've moved the dates a little bit. It's going to be August 31st up through September 3rd. And this is so they can get more than the 50,000 people that attend this thing in there. Because they have like 400 barbecue teams and stuff that take up the infield. And so by the time you put 400 teams, which is probably 2,000 to 4,000 people,
sure,
and then add 50,000 others, you're
just not enough.
It's not enough. So it's kind of a cool thing. We've had, of course, Artie Davis and a whole bunch of those guys and Carolyn Wells from KCBS on the show, and I'm sure we will be having them again. But I did want to ask Deanne, what is your favorite thing to barbecue, just so people get to know a little bit more about you?
Well, I like fish. I like steak. Other than that, give me some grilled vegetables along with some corn on the cob.
Said,
and I'm good.
She's a woman after my own heart. You know that? The only thing I would add to that is some sliced beefsteak tomatoes with a little 20-year-old balsamic and some Parmesan cheese, and that's a good appetizer for me. You know,
that sounds amazing.
What about you, Dave? What do you like?
Steak. Yeah.
Steak. Dead cow.
Yeah. I make a mean steak on the barbecue.
There you go. We'll have to have a little contest, in-studio contest one day.
How about some asparagus with some olive oil and some Parmesan?
Making me hungry now.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing it too. I have this thing called tomato bacon and feta, and I'll tell you how to make that when I get up there. But you take a half a beefsteak tomato, cut it in half, put the feta and then some beef bacon on it, and then a little more feta and Parmesan and a couple of capers. And, man, I'm telling you what, that is really good. All right, Deanne, we will be at the Bellevue Fireplace Shop April 15th from 1 to 3. I'll be there most of the day, so don't worry about it if you come early. And Deanne will be there, and we'll be grilling and giving away prizes. And that's going to be about it for the show this week, I think, Dave. Okay.
It's time to go.
Time to go home. Deanne, thank you very much for being with us. And, folks, just remember this out there. Turn it, don't burn it. And why is it that all doctors and attorneys call it just practice? I don't know. We'll see you next week on Barbecue Nation.